James, my question is that the next major horror movie is Halloween.
I don't even know anymore, man. You know, I'm so sad, Barry. I get to this point every year. Doesn't it seem like that? I get so disappointed in horror movies, and then there's something that brings it back for me. Then I get excited again, then there's something that lets me down. It just seems like, man, loving horror movies is punishing myself because it's just...
You saw Slender Man wasn't very good. Hereditary.
No. Hereditary was...
Okay.
Was okay. I had to, like, really pay attention and watch it again. First, watch Hereditary. This shit is kind of insane. Matt and I were saying, this movie could be good. So, because I felt that it was something I was missing, I watched it again, and there was some things I missed. And it made it a better movie once I watched it again. Unfriended Dark Web, that shit. Searching was pretty decent. I loved Searching. That wasn't a horror movie. That was more so like a suspense thriller.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not in the same category. Right now, horror movies are not doing well.
I think Insidious came out this year, the last
year. Yeah, and that wasn't even that great. For Halloween, I'm hoping that it would be pretty good. But Halloween is a slasher film. Not really much to it. If you notice, most slasher films have died down. Slasher films haven't been big since like the 80s.
Whatever, probably the last Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Right. I'm not going to say you don't expect much, but you truly do not expect much.
You will likely have... the villain show up in the second half of the movie.
Right.
Then 15, 20 minutes of running.
Right. Don't expect a lot. Just do not expect a lot from fucking slasher films. You can't really fuck it up, in my opinion. If you fuck it up, then that's a problem. Just slasher film is just, he's out here for revenge. He was done wrong. He's going to kill everybody. It's going to be one person, one old-ass man or woman or somebody that's going to try to warn you. You better not do that shit. Somebody's going to come get you. You know, that is a cliche for a slasher film.
All right. Well, I have some questions for you.
Right.
So we're just going to be talking about slasher films. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start off with Scream. Yes, no. Okay, movie, bad movie.
Good movie because it made fun of itself. It made fun of itself and it also exposed a lot of the horror tropes with never say I'm gonna be right back because you won't be right back and all this shit. So it was a fun movie. I thought it was very good. It was a slasher film, but it was very good. It kind of brought horror back into the mainstream because for a while there, horror was kind of dying down. Most of the films that were considered horror back then that came to the big screen were psychological movies. They weren't really horror.
All right, one of your favorites, Black Christmas.
I actually like Black Christmas, yeah. I like Black Christmas.
All right, what about Nightmare on Elm Street, the original one?
I like that one, too, because that was a different type of slasher. That wasn't like the normal slasher. Like he got your ass in dreams. No, I mean, that was fresh back then. You know, everything was like he's just a force of nature. Like this one is supernatural slasher. So it was different, unique. And it was good for its time.
All right.
It's a classic.
So, the favorite slasher, Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Nightmare on Elm Street or Halloween?
Out of those three, let's see. It's hard to say because the first three Friday the 13ths, well, I would say up to four. The first four Friday the 13ths were actually pretty good. After four, it became very campy, very cheesy, and it was kind of like Jason was still a force of nature. He was not to be fucked with, but everything else was kind of comical on purpose. Same thing with Nightmare on Elm Street. After part four, that's when things became unbelievably campy. Like, Freddy was cracking one-liners, cracking jokes, all this shit. But one person that remained the same throughout his whole tenure was Michael Myers. He never spoke, never said a word. I mean, Jason never said a word either. But the tone of those movies were, he's going to fuck you up. There was no campiness to it. No one was cracking jokes. No one was doing this. He was a force of fucking nature. He was the true force of nature. I mean, he didn't say shit. Body language was just creepy enough. Like, Jason's body language was also kind of creepy. But then everything else around him made it comical. Jason in space, when he took a fucking hologram simulation and he had like a sleeping bag and bashed that shit up against the damn tree. That shit was funny to me. with Michael Myers, and he was about business. So for Halloween to come out and for Jamie Lee Curtis to be in it for the new one, I'm going to keep my expectations just tempered. I've been kind of disappointed in horror movies as of late, so I'm going to keep my expectations very, 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 very low. That's one thing that has always been consistent with Michael Myers. He's just been a monster. There was no games. There was no comedy.
Didn't Rob Zombie direct one of those movies?
He directed the remakes of Halloween, the ones before the one that's coming out now. Now, those ones, like, I'm a big Rob Zombie fan, which I'm probably maybe like three in the whole world, but those weren't bad. Delved a little bit more into his Michael Myers psychology. It's a watch. Yeah, it's something to watch. It's interesting. But it showed that he's a force of nature. Showed that Michael Myers is not anyone to fuck with. But I will say this, a slasher movie that you did not mention that I feel is very, very underrated. Very underrated, and not many people know it. It came out in the 80s. It's two of them. The Prowler and Madman.
Okay.
But only true horror fans know what I'm talking about. Madman and fucking The Prowler. And also The Burning. Those were pretty good slasher films. So if you want to watch a good slasher film from the 80s, I would say check out The Prowler, The Burning, and Madman.
And what about When a Stranger Calls? I guess that probably wasn't the 80s, though.
When a Stranger Calls, I don't know if I would consider that a slasher. I'm not even sure what I would consider that as.
Thriller?
Yeah, it was more sort of thriller.
Okay.
It had a good opening, but after that, to me, it kind of became like a mystery from what I remember. Like, I may have seen it twice. I mean, I know they had a sequel that wasn't that great, but sometimes movies don't need a sequel, man. Just leave that shit alone.
I.e. The Nun 2.
Well, the Nun better have a sequel to redeem that shit. But right. Man, they do it in the same line as fucking Annabelle, then I'm all for it.